WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11, 404-872-0750. In a week where the Dow Jones dropped about 1,000 points and 800 of them in 2 days. So that'll get anybody's attention. So much for the range boundness that we've had. And I've talked about this the last couple of weeks. As of 2 weeks ago, we were in the most range, really a week ago, we were in the most range bound market that we'd ever seen since 1927. That's not one of those stats like CNBC will say, this is the biggest drop we've seen since last Tuesday. No, this is the most range bound we'd been since 1927. So if it felt flat, it's because none of us can remember the stock market during that period of time with any degree of clarity. And that's why we've gone from flatness to this big market sell-off that we just have lived through. And it's been very, very quick. This has not been slow air out of the tire. The tire hit a bump and effectively an air pocket. Dow down 6% in 1 week. So S&P from the high down 7.5%. Dow's down 10%. The question is, what do we do at this point? And I know people are nervous because I've been getting lots of phone calls, a lot of emails, and I get it. Every time we go through one of these, it's always nerve-wracking, and it has to be, or else the market wouldn't be going down. There always has to be some twist and some nuance about what's happening bad in the world in order for markets to get worried enough for investors to truly sell. And that's exactly what we've seen in this last couple of weeks. A lot of it has to do with China. And it translates over to oil. It translates over to a global slowdown, which worries us here in the United States that, yeah, if we're the engine of growth and everything else around us is slowing down, then wait a minute. Does that mean we're going into a recession? Does that mean our market's going to go down 20%? And we're always worried about the financial crisis because it's not that long ago. It's very clear in our rearview mirror, 07, 08, 09. We'll remember that for as long as we live. And it was very, very painful. So every time we get a little bit of hint of what we saw this week, I know it makes people nervous, and I get it. Today, I've talked about a couple of extremely important items that you have to be doing, or else you're going to get knocked out of the boat. And I'll go over those again quickly, but I want to get to some of these phone calls because we're talking to people that are going through this, and there's that raw sense of, hey, what do I do here? So the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. John, you held for us in the end of the 9 o'clock hour. I appreciate it. And I want to a quick reminder, you're 63 and a half. You're really pretty close to retirement. Your point, I think, is a good point that you've lived through a bunch of these corrections. And from what you can remember, it didn't seem like it was 4 or 5 months before you got back to even. It felt worse and longer than that. So where do you go? What is your question from here moving forward, John?
Well, just a couple other points. I mean, first of all, when you're in a 401k, you don't have the selectivity to go out and buy certain stocks. And when I listen to a lot of the shows, no matter what shows they are, people talk about where the opportunities are moving forward. But they're always talking about selected industries or a specific stock type or company that 401k does not give you the latitude to take advantage of. So when you're in a 401k, my 401k up until Friday was 54% in Vanguard index funds across the board, okay? And the rest was in bonds and a Prudential Income Guarantee Fund, okay?
Got it.
All right. In two days, I lost a lot of money after contributing a lot of money year to date. I looked at the market and what it's been doing, which has been nothing all year at least, right? You know, it goes up 200, it goes down 200, it goes up 250, it goes down 300. I looked at it and I said, I'm just not going to put up with this. And then after what happened, and after seeing a colleague go through this in 09, where he planned on retiring that year and he ended up working four more years just to get back, I'm not going there. So I think what my go-forward strategy honestly is to sit down with a company like yours, take my 401k, convert it over to people that really look like they know how to diversify and not be stuck in the 401k. I'll look forward to your comments on that.
So, John, a couple of thoughts here. I want to be really realistic about what's happening in the world. I think that you bring up a good point. I don't know if a caller has ever said this before, but I don't think I've talked to somebody with the exact question you've had today, which is, hey, you always hear. So it's a really interesting point what you're making here is that you always hear about all these opportunities. So you hear, and so earlier today I talked about Southern Company or Procter & Gamble I talked about Eaton and a couple of these other companies, Lockheed Martin, that have great dividends moving forward. And I think to your point, hey, if you're in a 401k, you've got 20 choices or 10 choices, or if you're in the TSP plan, Thrift Savings Plan of Government Fund or Government 401k like plan, you have a few choices, and your diversification strategy. And again, it's the right thing that you're doing here to not be fully at the mercy of the market. From what you're telling me, about 46% of your 401k has been in bonds and been in the guaranteed portion. The question is, what can let's fast forward. Let's say you take your 401k and you diversify it amongst 20 different ETFs. The diversification strategy still gives you exposure. Let's say you're half in stocks, various stocks and stock ETFs, and half in bonds. You're still going to have, John, you're still going to have exposure to these price swings. And that, I think, is the frustrating part that even though I get income, and I get income over the course of a year, I can still have these swings that are 5-6% in 1 week. And that, I think, is the problem that most investors have. Even if you get really comfortable with an income strategy, income takes time. You know, it takes the whole year to realize the 5% dividend on Southern Company, right? It takes the entire 12 months to get your 5%. But you could be down 2-3% in a week in a stock like Southern Company. So I think part of the way to make this work for you is to understand that it's about focusing on the areas that you can control. And the areas that you can control are income. One important note that I've noticed over many years now is that as an investor, we grow up as we're little kids. As soon as we're little kids, we understand money that grows. We understand the growth of money. You hear stock stories. I put $10,000 in a stock and it was worth $2 million by the time I was 60. You hear these stories of growth and growth and growth. You never hear stories about the trickle of income or the steadiness of income. So what I see income-oriented investors eventually understand, and the ones that do this get to a very comfortable place, is that, hey, I know I'm getting these dividends and I know I'm getting the income or interest and I know I'm getting distributions, and that 4-5% really, that's what I'm focused in on, and that's what I care about. I'm not as concerned when even my diversified portfolio, and I gave you an example earlier in the show that even a diversified portfolio this week was still probably down 2%, John. So there's no way to participate in the market over time and not have fluctuation. The key is to make sure you're not overly exposed. So in your case, it might be you never want to be more than 40-45% total in dividend paying stocks. And that's the max you'll have for the rest of your life. But it's also not completely giving up on the market. So it's trying to find the right range for you. And that's number one. Number two is understanding that what we're going through right now these are temporary periods of time. I know they're painful, but they're also temporary. Number two. Number three goes to the point I'm making about income, is that if now you can focus in on, hey, this is the steady stream that's coming in. I get it. That's what I'm going to live on. I know that I'm going to have some good years and bad years when it comes to the principle itself. Lowell Miller, in the book, The Single Best Investment, he called it bouncing principle, but steady income or steady dividends. And if you can start psychologically focusing in on the steady part, and then understanding that the underlying foundation of what you own, like Procter & Gamble's of the world, and Southern Companies of the world, and Eaton's of the world, and Lockheed Martin's of the world, knowing that hey, they're not going anywhere in the next 20 years. So when you get to your mid-80s, they're still going to be here, and they have an extraordinarily high probability they're still going to be kicking out dividends. And guess what? They're probably even a little higher when you're in your 80s. And if you can... And then on the other, again, the other 60% or 65% maybe for you, 60% let's say, is in an area that is much steadier and safer, like what we saw in the bond market this week, where we actually saw a little bit of appreciation. But you don't want all bonds, and you don't want all money market. Got to have a combination of the two. And the risky part of it, which is the growth bucket, if you can focus that growth bucket on dividend payers, that I think not everybody gets comfortable with this, John, but if you can understand that, then I think you can get a sense of peace or a sense of calm. And really, it's really about just having the confidence that that combination will work for you through thick and thin, through good markets and bad, just like we're going through right now. So I want to be realistic with you and tell you that, even good income-oriented portfolios still go up and down. But it's really about the you having a fundamental understanding of where you're headed with it that'll give you peace to go ride right through the choppiness in times like we're having right now. So hopefully that helps, John. Just send me an email. We can talk about this further in your particular situation. Go to my website, wesmoss.com. WESMOSS.com. You can, there's a contact button on the left-hand side. Come straight to me and the Money Matters team, or you can just email directly radio, RADIO, at yourwealth.com, YOURwealth.com. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. Still rainy right here at the studio. Cloudy, rainy. It's actually nice and cool. It's only 68 degrees on Peachtree. When was the last time that you could remember it was daylight and 68 degrees? I'll take that all day long. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio on this kind of gloomy, rainy Sunday morning. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning to take your calls and your questions. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Is another way to obviously call here in the studio in a week where the Dow Jones drops 1,000 points just in 1 week. Remember, 1,000 points is not what it used to be coming off of 18,300, but we are off 10%. So we're off a full 10% for the Dow Jones, and we're down 7.5% for the S&P 500. It has been 46 months. It's the third longest period of time in history that we haven't experienced a full 10%er on the S&P 500. In other words, yeah, we're due. And we're pretty close to getting there. So it wouldn't surprise me in the next week or two or three that we end up hitting that point. And the world's not falling apart, though. And that's, I think, that's my main question that I'm getting. Hey, is this 08 and 09? The answer is no, it's not. It's not yet. Economically, there's enough data to tell us that we're not there, not even close to an 08, 09. So stay tuned for more about where we're headed. If we're going into that environment, I'll let you know. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. And straight ahead, we're going to get to your calls, questions, and more about how to deal with correction territory straight ahead on Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. Rainy, cloudy, Sunday morning, 68 degrees on Peachtree. Nice and cool. I'll take that. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Coming off a week where if you've been sleepy about this market, you're awake today because Dow was down 1,000 points this week. 1,000 points this week. This, by the way, is the time investors really mess things up. Not because the Dow's down, but this is a dangerous environment where people end up making big mistakes. They make big mistakes because they do things irrationally, and they don't understand, they don't have a blueprint of where they're going. So they're not confident. If you're not confident in the strategy that you have, then you end up getting thrown out of the boat. I'm not saying that I was thinking about this just through the break. I'm an investor. I'm not a magician. So I don't have a portfolio that my portfolio doesn't just never go down and only go up. It just doesn't happen. If you want to do that, you can buy one of these fixed annuities that you get 2% a year in for the rest of your life. That's not for me. So as an investor, you've got to take the oscillation that comes with it. Now, you can really reduce the oscillation and the fluctuation and the pitfalls by owning high quality companies and high quality bonds and owning them in concert together. And that diversification works. It really works. But it's a lot like Kevlar. So you have a Kevlar vest on, you get shot, you're not going to die. It's still going to hurt. Diversification gives you protection. It doesn't give you absolute stability. It's not a money market. If you want a money market, you put $500,000 in a money market, you get $37 a month. That's what a money market does in today's world. $500,000 will pay you about $450 per year. If you're an income investor, you can get anywhere from 3 to 5% on a variety of investments. Today, I talked about many of them. I talked about Southern Company still at 5. Lockheed Martin, that's getting close to 4. General Mills, Eaton Corporation, close to 4. High yield bonds are at 5.5% and held up pretty darn well this week. High quality bonds like LQD, corporate bonds, big corporate bond ETF, was up 0.6% this week in price, and it pays about 3.4% per year. Putting all these areas together in concert, that is the answer. The answer isn't hopping into money market, waiting for the market to correct perfectly, then hopping back into stocks, then hopping back into money market, and then hopping over into bonds, and then saying, oh, I think oil's finally bottomed for good. I'm gonna hop into oil. That's what a hedge fund does. And guess what? Even hedge funds mostly screw it up from year to year to year. And these are algorithmic traders from MIT and Harvard, and they still can't figure it out. So you, the best investors, are those that are comfortable with the plan that they have. They have full confidence that your portfolio will survive despite the lumps it takes and all the new economic situations that we get into. And by the way, every time it is a little bit different. Otherwise, it wouldn't correct. Markets won't go down if the exact same thing happens over and over again. Every problem has to have a new twist to it. It has to have a new scary thorn in the side, or else it's not a new problem. And otherwise, we've already seen it. And it doesn't hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, you're not going to go down like we are now today. China, it's a new problem. China's continued to grow steadily. We got used to China at 10%. It's fallen to 7%. Now worried it's less than 7% growth. Maybe they're even in a recession. We don't even know at this point. It's hard to even trust the numbers that come out of China, but they've been getting worse and worse. So the worry is they slow down, we slow down. They slow down, we slow down. Our economy slows, our stock market slows. Here we go. 7% down on the S&P, 7.5%, down a full 10% on the Dow. And guess what? It's okay. As long as you are confident with the underlying components that you own as an investor, then you're okay. My question for you is, do you have that confidence? Do you feel completely secure with how you're invested? I feel secure right now what I own. I know that stocks are down. Even Southern Company was down 1% this week. It wasn't down 6%. But I have confidence that company is going to be here in 20 years and still paying as much or more than they're paying today just in dividends. I have that fundamental underlying conviction and belief that that's the case. And that's what allows me to get through times like we've had today. I've been through a lot of this, just like you have. 1999 was brutal. 2007-08, that was brutal. But here we are to fight another day with markets still tremendously higher today than where they were back then. despite all of the fluctuation. And all of that makes it difficult, but the reward is there if you have the conviction to stay the course over time. Just like a marathon. You know, it's brutal to run one. It's not easy to run one. But ultimately, by the end, there's this wonderful reward that you've done so. By the way, I want to make sure people understand, I've never ran an actual marathon. I've done some sprint triathlons. Those are the short ones. So I don't want you to think I know there's some real marathoners and real Ironmen that are actually listening to the show. And those of you that do that, that's a whole other level. And if you can have the conviction to do that, then the stock market should be easy. Okay, 404-872-0750. If you know where to find me, by the way, with the Money Matters team, I'm happy to talk this through with you. I'll sit down with you and share my dividend stock list. I got 12 of them that we rescreen for every month. What I'm buying right now, I'll share a couple of my favorite ETFs with you. This is one thing I do really love to do. In less than an hour, I can get a complete download from you, where you stand financially. And then instead of giving you a 50-page complicated financial plan, I can show you exactly what year it's realistic for you to retire in. My favorite financial plan is a one-page blueprint. It's not a 50-page convoluted projection for the next 100 years. It's something that you can visually understand. It should be able to be done in one page. For almost any financial family, it should be able to be done in one page, so you understand exactly where you're headed. You can find me at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Email me and the Money Matters team. It comes straight to me and Ryan and the rest of the Money Matters team. Radio@yourwealth.com. Let's go to the phones here. Let me start with Bobby, who joins us on the line. Bobby, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Hello, Wes. I'm 76 years old. I inherited a spousal IRA 2 years ago. The required minimum distribution I do not need in order for living expenses. I would prefer not to have to take that $12,000 a year out of the IRA, leave it there to grow. Can I still convert at my age and with no income other than pension, Social Security, and RMD, can I still convert to a Roth over time?
You absolutely can convert. Remember, the government's fine with you converting at any given time, right? Because what happens if you do that, you end up with... if you're converting, you have to pay taxes to do so. So you're saying your required minimum distribution is $12,000, Bobby?
Right.
So that means, so your IRA is probably what, $350,000?
No, it's about $265,000.
Yeah. And your RMD, you don't really need the RMD. Here's the question. Are you living on any of the, so you're not even living on the income from the IRA at all?
No, I don't need it. Outside of the IRA, I have cash money for emergencies. So if I have an emergency, I don't need to draw from the IRA. My monthly expenses, I own my own home. I don't, only bill I pay is electric, utilities, credit card, which is never very much because I don't need that much. It's just me.
Well, this is really a question then for your kids. How many kids do you have?
I have three kids, and I would dearly love to be able to hand over them something that they don't have to draw the minimum out of every year.
Well, remember, no, so this is, so, okay, a couple of things. This is always a question about taxes today versus taxes tomorrow, meaning that it's all, if you convert to a Roth,
right,
then you pay taxes on it, and then you personally don't have to take required minimum distributions. But when you inherit a Roth, you still do have to take distributions, but guess what? They're tax-free, so it's okay. So the government makes you an inherited Roth. You still got to pull money out of it, but it's tax-free. So really what you're talking about is this, this would be something that you do for, really you do for the kids. It's really, right. You're paying the taxes today for them so that they don't have to do it in the future. And if you can afford to do it, then the answer is, I think it's a great idea. Now, a couple quick things. One, you don't want to do it all at once.
Right.
Obviously, because then all that whole $250,000 gets added to your income in 1 year. You probably want to spread it out over a couple of years so you keep your adjusted gross income lower. So
okay,
that the,
who do I need to talk to be able to tell me how much to take out each year?
Yes, Bobby, absolutely. Yeah, that is a relative. Now I'm not going to say it's an easy question. It's very straightforward. You do what's called you just do a 1040 tax projection. A CPA can sit down, take all of your inputs of income today and say, okay, well, let's say we convert 50,000 of this. What bracket do you fall in? Let's convert 70,000. What bracket does it fall into? So there's a little bit of this. It's a little bit of, you just mathematically have to go through and run a couple scenarios, but it's pretty easy to do. But it's absolutely, that is what a CPA can do for you. And I think that's that's the way you need to approach it.
Okay.
All right, Bobby, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your Sunday. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to go to Janet, who joins us on the line. Janet, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Well, last year I inherited a decent sum of money, and because the stock market had gone up so much, I put it in a money market and just sat on the sideline because I thought, you know, we haven't had a correction for a while. One's going to come. And so, because otherwise I'm in 401k at my work, and I have the other half of my money in a targeted fund. And so I'm one of these people that's had money sitting on the sidelines in a money market, and I want to know, because I would like to, I normally am an investor, but because I've been expecting a correction, I've put that money aside, and so I would like to get back in the market, you know, maybe in the next few weeks here, I'm thinking about it, and so what do you suggest, because I'm a growth, you know, I like income with some, you know, with a little bit of growth in there, but so what would you suggest for someone like me who's been sitting on the sidelines?
Well, I think that the good news is you're at Walmart or Target, and there's just a big sale that they just announced.
Right.
So the same stuff that was on the shelf,
it's on sale
3 months ago. Same good companies, they're just cheaper, and right. For an investor, that's super powerful. So. You know, I was buying, again, I remember this is radio and we're talking to a large group, but I think that a lot of these Dow components that are down 10 and 15 and 20, like a Procter & Gamble, that's a safe dividend. And they're going through restructuring. They've gone from 180 brands down to 80. So it's a rough time for them.
Yeah.
And it's a rough market environment, and they've dropped a lot along with the rest of the Dow. And I think that's exactly when my antenna goes up and says, hey, wait a minute, that starts to get really attractive today, because in 2 or 3 years from now, when they announce a blowout quarter and all of a sudden they're growing again, then that's when you see those stocks up 5% in a week, 10% in a month. And this is when we buy them. So,
right, but they're a dividend paying company too.
Exactly. So so there's plenty that is on sale. Procter & Gamble is an example, and most of the Dow right now is an example. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Quick WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack. Ryan, what do we got?
The WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack is a pair of tickets to see Michael McDonald in concert on Monday, December 14th at Atlanta Symphony Hall, produced by ASO Presents, and 4 tickets to the Fall Atlanta Home Show, September 11th through the 13th at the Cobb Galleria Center. This week's trivia question, the S&P 500, as of Friday, sits at 1970, 1,970. Can you give me the month that it was last at 1970, it really wasn't that long ago, despite the last 2 days being so rough.
Well, that's getting technical. 404-741-0750, the prize line here in the studio. Remember that we're going to go through times like we're going through right now. That's just part of being in the market. It's part of being an investor. We're investors here. we're savers, but we're investors first. So we've got to remember that we have to stay the right amount of diversification because it just works. Corrections are temporary. Remember that. On average, the last 14, 10 to 20% corrections we've had since 1965, on average, took 4 months. That's it. 4 months to get back to even. And long-term income investing wins over time. Doesn't happen overnight. Happens over time. Find me and the Money Matters team. radio@yourwealth.com is my email. radio@yourwealth.com. Or my website. Come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Wes Moss, WESMOSS.com. Enjoy the rest of this Sunday. Stay tuned for Adam Goldfein right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.